MZTV.
Some of the most important information that has ever been given to the human race. Or should I say, the most important information ever given about the human race is from the pen of Paul at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting with verse 18. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. To some of those who are new to this channel, this will sound very unusual. The wording seems awkward. I will explain it, and translation is extremely important here. I'll explain that in a moment. So let me begin again. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation, how that God was in Christ, conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. I'm Martin Zender. Welcome to the show. In verse 19, most English translations have this, how that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Well, that is impossible for really anyone to believe, because it's not true. Reconciliation demands a two-way peace. To conciliate, let's define our term here, means to make peace. When two people are at odds, become enemies, but then something happens where they can restore their friendship, we say that they are reconciled. A reconciliation requires two parties. But there is such a word as conciliation. Conciliation only requires one party. Conciliation is one way. You may have one of the parties conciliated to the other one. The other one might still be at odds. So it's a one-way peace. When the other person accepts that one-way conciliation, that conciliatory tone, the conciliatory posture, then when that tone and posture is accepted, there is reconciliation at that time. Okay, forget for a moment in verse 18, God conciliates us to himself through Christ. That's wonderful. It means that God became at peace with us through Christ. I mean, that's the basis of our salvation. We were at enmity with God because of our sin. God sent Christ to take away the sin of the world. It was a success. So we are now conciliated to God. And of course, we have been, having been given the Spirit of God, receive that because we believe it. Some of us, I mean, there are some people, not some of us, but some people in the realm of Christianity, I will say almost everyone in the realm of Christianity doesn't think that that's true. They still see humanity at odds and themselves at odds with God unless they do something to repair the breach. And this brings us to the second verse here, which is the lie that is told to the world through Christianity, that God is still at odds with the human race, that God still expects a contribution from humanity, that the cross merely opened the door and now it is time for the humans to bring a peace offering to God, to bring some sort of conciliatory gesture to God, at least believe in him. But unless that happens, then the door is closed on God's side. This is the biggest lie that has ever been told in the history of the human race. Well, I guess you couldn't have told this lie since before the cross. You couldn't have told this lie. So let me say it this way. Since the time of the cross, this is the biggest lie that's ever been told. Yet all is of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ. God says, I'm completely at peace with you. How could that be, God? Because of the cross. I now see you as I see my son. I'm at peace, and we believe it. And we believe that this peace is based on one thing and one thing only. It's clearly stated. Conciliates us to himself through Christ. If it was anything else, Paul would have mentioned it. He would have given us a list. Who conciliates us to himself through your belief, or through your works, or through your conciliatory attitude toward God. But we are completely out of this picture. He conciliates us to himself through Christ. And we are astounded that this work was done by this powerful Son of God. And we accept it because God gives us the Spirit to accept it. It's the only way you can accept it. Okay, and now he is giving us the dispensation, that is, the distribution, the giving away, the dispensing of that information, of the conciliation. And again, this is not reconciliation that screws up the whole thought here. And it's clear in the Greek. There's two words, one for conciliation, one for reconciliation. And the King James translates both words, reconciliation, even though there's a separate word without the prefix, without the Greek prefix. They treat them both the same. But that's fatal to what God is saying here. This is God. You have to remember, this is God speaking to us through the Apostle Paul. God is invisible. God is inaudible. God can't hold a pen because he's not a human being. He's not a man. So he breathes his spirit into certain men throughout the eons, and they write down his thoughts. And this is one such man, the Apostle Paul, who is here writing down the highest thoughts God has ever given to the human race. And he is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation of what I just told you. He is giving us the message of how God conciliates us to himself. One way, this is one way, as it's being announced here, one way. God said, I'm now at peace with you. I'm now at peace with you. Fact. Not dependent upon human contribution through Christ. And we are now giving that message out to people. We are. But the Christian world is not. Let me tell you what the Christian world is doing that has become the biggest lie ever told. Here is the dispensation of the conciliation. This is not just the fact of God being at peace with us. Now we're going to talk about something else, which is the conciliation. The conciliation. This is something much bigger, but it contains the element of what God has done toward us. The first part of this verse is personal. All is of God who conciliates us to himself, makes peace with us to himself, is fine with us, is good with us, loves us unconditionally. That is conciliation. But now we're talking about the conciliation. The definite article here makes this a much bigger, deeper thing. And here it is, verse 19. This is the conciliation. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself. What? Conciliating, making peace with the world. From his perspective. And then this, if you think that nothing could get more shocking, it's followed by this. Not reckoning their offenses to them. And placing in us the word, that is the saying of the conciliation. The conciliation is the most unknown truth in the world. How that God is now at peace with all humanity through Christ, with the world. Conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. This is not the message of the Christian religion or any religion on the face of the earth. They all paint for you a God who needs to be appeased, needs sacrifices, needs something. You have to give him something for him to be at peace. And that destroys the purity of the truth that God is at peace with the world. If you are at odds with someone and you find out that they are truly at peace with you, let's say you offended them. Let's say you offended them greatly. And you've been arguing, you've been at odds with this person for a long, long time. And suddenly they convince you that they are at peace with you. They're fine. They have forgiven you. They have even justified you. They said, you know, what you did was terrible, but it all worked out in the end. I am now completely at peace with you. If that message is believed, then it becomes very easy for there to be a reconciliation, which is a two-way peace. But if you still think that person holds a grudge, is not sincere, and you can tell by the way they, just forget about it. No. You still don't like me. I can tell. You still don't like me. Why would you receive that? Why would that make you happy? Because you doubt it. You don't think it's real. You don't think it's true. This is exactly the message, the lie that is given to the world by the Christian religion, that God still needs to be appeased. Because they can't believe this, and rightly so, as it appears in most English versions. God's reconciled the world to himself. Well, that's not true because everybody's at odds with God. They just throw this verse away because they don't understand it because they have a false translation. Reconciled the world to himself. The world isn't at peace with God, so they don't know what to do with this. So they throw it away. They ignore it. They don't try to pry it open and see, is there something wrong here? Yes, there's something drastically wrong. It's a translation issue. When you read that God has conciliated the world to himself, now some sense can break through. Some light can break through. Oh, okay, it's only one way. It's one way. And then you deal with the shock of the truth. Once you get it translated right, once you understand, then you deal with the shock of the truth that God is at peace with the world, not challenging the world, not daring the world, not telling the world believe or else, not telling the world turn or burn, but at complete peace. And if more people knew that, if anybody knew that, it would make reconciliation easy. People don't believe it. People don't believe God likes them. I'm talking about general people, the man and woman on the street. They don't believe God likes them. Where did they get that idea? From the Christian religion. From any religion. Every single religion on earth paints God as an angry deity that needs appeased. This truth is saying just the opposite, that God is now at peace with the world, not even reckoning the world's sins or offenses to them. Not reckoning offenses. That's even worse than sin. That's personal insult. Not reckoning. It includes sins, certainly. Not reckoning their offenses to them. What? Not reckoning their offenses to them? If that's really the case, then God's smile is upon me now, even as I'm a sinner. Well, yes. And we go back to one of our favorite verses, Romans 4, verse 5, that God justifies the irreverent. If people knew that, can you imagine? If they actually believed, knew it, and could be proven it, then it would be easy to be then reconciled to God, to be conciliated to God. God is conciliated to you. And when you become conciliated to Him by believing this astounding information, then we have reconciliation. But no preacher in any religion says this. This is the unknown truth. That God is now at peace with the world, not reckoning their offenses to them. And it is through Christ. Through Christ. The cross of Christ. Is that ever presented? No. I'll say it again. God is still, according to them, according to every religion, God is still an angry deity. If not angry, then He's fuming. He's waiting to be appeased, waiting for an offering, waiting for some contribution on your part. And then He will be at peace with you. In other words, they are selling a God. And they're selling peace. How would you like to have peace of God? How would you like to have the Creator of the universe as your friend? And then they tell you what you have to do. Every religion has a different set of requirements. But it's all based on the lie, the common lie, that God really doesn't like you yet. And then, of course, they get you in their power because only they know the things you must do to make it up to this angry deity. But God has placed in us the word of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to Himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. Verse 18, through Christ. Verse 19, in Christ it all happens that way. And we're the only people on the planet who have this message. And we herald it. God's now at peace with you. He saved you at the cross. Even you. What do I have to do? Nothing. God is now at peace with you. I'm telling you. If people could actually believe that, and we do, it changes everything, and there is reconciliation. But Satan makes sure that this truth does not get out. And in order to make sure that this truth, in these two verses in 2 Corinthians 5, does not get out, he has raised up religions to stand in the way of this truth, to ignore this truth, and the mistranslation certainly helped. So that they have people now crawling to them to find out, what can I do? How do I appease this God? And they're most happy to tell you. Because that keeps you in their power. And the truth is that God is now conciliated to the world through Christ. And since we're the only people in the world, the handful of human beings that know this truth, God has placed in us this word. And this is what we herald. And it's all we can do is herald it. Whether it's believed or not, that's up to God.